In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, Matthew's Gospel raises a question, or records one at least. Which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus answers by summarizing 10 commandments with 2. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And in much the same way, we hear that all from Leviticus, maybe with a slightly different twist. You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. Well, that raises another question. Why, in this passage in Leviticus, as well as other chapters of Leviticus, would the Lord have to keep on reminding us of who he is? Time after time in this chapter, the Lord uses, I am the Lord. I am the Lord your God. And I, the Lord your God, am holy. Does the Lord keep on reminding us and Israel about who he is because he knows who we are? God indeed knows who we are. He knows how we like to fulfill that great first commandment of loving God above all things. We fulfill it by simply changing gods. We do love our gods with our whole heart, our souls, with all of our mind. We are completely devoted to the gods of our own making, gods that bear a striking resemblance to what we see in the morning mirror. We have offered up our lives as living sacrifices to the gods we cherish. We love our favorite hymns, among them, I Gotta Be Me. We love our creeds with that bold assertion, nobody's going to tell me what to do. So love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and mind. It's actually pretty easy, at least on our terms. But that other commandment in Leviticus, the one, love your neighbor as yourself, well, that's where we have a little bit of trouble. Oh, it's a natural consequence of that first great commandment, but if I am Lord, I don't really have to love my neighbor. If I am Lord, family, friends, and colleagues, even congregations or administrations dare not fence me in. If I am Lord, my neighbor better get out of the way or get trampled on. If I am Lord, my spouse is nothing but a household servant. And if I am Lord, my neighbor's property, name, and station in life mean nothing to me but a stepping stone in my career. But if I am not Lord, and there seems to be some question about that, if I am not Lord, then I am in trouble. I am in trouble when I rebel against authority. I am in trouble when I use my spouse, my friends, my neighbors. I am in trouble when I demand that everybody join in a chorus of, oh, come, let us adore me. And more than we care to admit, God really does know us. He knows how we fail to love our neighbor as ourselves, let alone loving God with all our heart, our soul, our mind. God knows who we are. He knows how forgetful we are, how thick-headed our skulls are, and how thick our hearts are and hardened. And thus he reminds us of who he is. He is the Lord our God, and he is holy. And he is compassionate. To answer our trouble, this holy God gives us a word to solve that trouble, that problem, to heal our trouble, to set things straight. The word he gives is the word of forgiveness. God comes to us in the middle of our rebellion. He assumes a position where all of our rebellion can get at him, scourge him and mock him and crucify him. And then when we have had our say and hurled our deadliest assault at him and killed him with our sin, he rises from the dead and he forgives us. With his life, with his cross, with his empty tomb, he loved us, you and me, with all his heart, with all his soul, with all his mind. And he became our neighbor. He became our neighbor that we might love him and serve him through those around us. And the wonder of it all, the wonder of it all is that this holy Lord, this Lord God, through his Spirit, has called us by the gospel, enlightened us with his gifts, and sanctified us, made us holy, and kept us in the true faith, all in answer to his promise and to his statement of fact, "You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.